Now we turn to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams for this week's Political Corner.
We're joined now by Donna Brazil. Donna is a Democratic political strategist and the author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics. We're also joined by Reverend Joseph Watkins. He's part of the government relations group at Buchanan Ingersoll and a former White House aide to former President George H.W. Bush. Thank you both for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you. Thanks, Juan.
Let me start with an amazing piece that was written by Paul Weyrich, the chairman and CEO of the Free Congress Foundation, a well-known Republican, a conservative. Here's a conclusion of a column that Mr. Weyrich wrote. He writes, "It remains to be seen if Republicans at the grassroots levels are ready for black Republicans to be elected. I'm not sure they are." This was a surprising column. It goes through a number of the black candidates for major offices around the country in the upcoming 2006 midterm elections. Joe Watkins, I was surprised to see that here you have a stalwart Republican saying the Republican Party is not embracing these Republican candidates, despite all the talk from Ken Mellman, the chairman of the GOP here in Washington.
This year, for the first time in my memory, there are at least four, and certainly more candidates, but four well-known African-Americans running for top political office in the country. And this is really something to behold. Now, obviously, everybody is focused on the race against the Democrats in the fall. But before they have that race against the Democrats, they've got to win over people in their own party.
Now, Donna Brazil, let's look at the Democratic Party in the same way. I think you have been through the fights in trying to get the Democratic Party to actually put the money, the organization, the structure behind black candidates, even black people in terms of being a campaign manager like you were for Al Gore in 2000. It takes a lot of struggle just to get them to acknowledge, hey, wait a second, we need black people in leadership positions, even though they typically get the lion's share of the black vote.
Let me just say, I fought this battle and I continue to fight this battle. 2006 will be a historic year for one of the political parties. If you look at the 36 gubernatorial races, the 33 senatorial races, African-American voters will make the difference in terms of who control those state houses as well as who control the United States Senate. In 1986, we had a terrific season where black voters turned out in such remarkable numbers that the Democrats were able to regain the United States Senate. That was the year that Ronald Reagan lost so many House seats as well as Senate seats. Unless the Democratic Party invests resources in those communities early on, it's going to be very difficult to get out the type of vote that you need in a non-presidential year to ensure that Democrats can make it, past the finish line.
Well, Donna, what leverage do you have when you're talking to the leaders of the Democratic Party and saying, well, wait a second, you've got to put more money into the black community if you were expecting to get out this vote?
The white leaders inside the Democratic Party must be convinced, and members of the Congressional Black Caucus are already appealing to them now to assist them in educating and investing in these communities early on. So it's important that the party understands and reach out and invest early in these communities and not ignore the black vote until 3 weeks
before
the
election. Are they listening to you?
I'm not the person that's making the appeal because I no longer serve in that capacity, but I hope they listen to Jim Clyburn, Mel Watt, members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Topic number two, the president and his offensive, if you will, to stir up public support for the war in Iraq. How well is the president doing with his press conference and his speeches this week in trying to stir support for the war effort?
I think the president's doing a really smart thing by going right to the people and telling them exactly what it is he stands for and why we're there. And I think he did a great job in Cleveland a couple of days ago. A lot of people have complained in the past that these events were staged, that the questions being thrown at the president were marshmallow questions, that the audiences were cherry-picked, but this clearly was not the case. But the president had a chance to share with them why he's president of the United States and why he has the resolve that he does with regards to the war in Iraq. The most important thing is to remember that history will be the judge of this presidency and of the importance of our involvement in Iraq.
Donna Brazil, that's an interesting point. History will be the judge. The president says he won't even be there now to make the decision about pulling troops out. He thinks that decision will be left to future presidents and future leaders of Iraq. What do you think?
We are 3 years into the conflict. We have a low-grade civil war going on right now. The president has consistently ignored advice about sending in more troops, gaining more international support. It's time that the White House put aside all of its rationales for being in Iraq and to sit down with people who can help us figure out a plan to not only bring the three factions together, but also to pull our troops out in 2000, begin to pull our troops out in 2006.
Reverend Joseph Watkins is a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. And Donna Brazile was campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. She now runs her own political consulting firm here in Washington. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks, Juan.
Join us every Thursday for Juan Williams and his Washington Insiders right here on Political Corner.